here's the thing with sports ball, though. Like, you don't always win the game, and that which means you don't always get achieve the goal you want. What matters is. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Beep. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Awkward Tea Party. The first episode
with actual tea.
The first episode of 2022. Hope you guys had an amazing start to the new year. Max and I are a little under the weather.
It's not COVID.
It's not COVID. We both tested negative.
Good.
Hopefully you guys are all safe out there. We're just under the weather. It sucks. But yeah.
He gave it to me.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Well, that's going to suck. If you're hearing some extra noises.
We're at my Airbnb.
We're filming this and I wasn't. Yeah, we were expecting it. And occasionally there will be some noise picked up. But anyways.
How was your 2021?
Yeah.
I mean, you did more than I did.
Oh my God.
A lot more happened to you, so I had a pretty dull 2021.
Was it? No, I don't think it was dull.
Oh, compared to you, because you did so much with temper tantrum in 2021.
That's relative. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, my 2021, and for those of you guys listening or watching, yeah, we're probably going to be talking about New Year's resolution stuff, not New Year's resolution stuff, but just New Year's stuff, reflecting, and I encourage you guys to do the same. Reflect at the end of your year. We get that it's been tough. It's been tough as a collective.
But R.I.P. Betty White.
Yeah, rest in peace, Betty White. I feel like my 2021 was probably one of my best years. I feel like it.
You did a lot.
Yeah, we had some really good high-paying clients. My YouTube channel was doing really well. For most of the year, my Udemy courses were bringing in some good supplemental income. My Patreon is taking care of a lot of things. Temper Tantrum did well, too. We avoided doing things for a good month. Like in the beginning of the year.
That was project.
But then project. After that, I was like, yeah, go. It just felt nonstop. We created a lot. I just felt good overall. Very productive overall. I felt like it's probably one of our strongest years. And yeah, it felt really good. Productive in terms of, I say relationship-wise, I felt really good about it. Health-wise is good too.
Relatively.
Like, yeah, I was pre-diabetic, lowered my A1C, and I'm like borderline of that now, so my health is getting better on that end. Yeah, and I think one of my goals was also to try to hang out with someone once a month, and I definitely think I did that a lot more, especially towards the last half of the year. I feel like I hung out with a lot more people.
You did.
It was nice to have that balanced between the work, the insane amount of work I'm doing, and then being able to just be human and hang out with people. I'm just grateful for a lot of the people overall.
I did a lot of traveling.
How was your 2021?
Well, okay, so 1 year ago, I posted on January 2nd, 2021. I said, I don't believe in it, but at this point, I'll try anything, so here it goes. Manifesting that I'll be in Los Angeles by September 2021, so LA County, get your shit together, please and thank you. Sincerely, homesick and In-N-Out deprived. And yeah, I'll send you the screenshot for the video. But yeah, like it was, we talked about like the whole like manifesting thing. Like, I don't really believe in that shit.
Yeah.
Not really. I said that, but it was something I really wanted, and I wanted to be in LA as soon as possible, but when it's safer. And then I was also thinking about like when I was going to be able to get vaccinated.
Oh yeah.
And be okay to travel. So I was like, I figured September might be it. Like I had it in mind. My goal was September because A, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
That month, and B, like I just wanted to go. Like, I didn't get to go that February.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't vaccinated, and also it was still pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was still pretty bad. And people have been traveling, they're fine. Like, not me. Like, I'm immunocompromised. And like, thank you.
At that point, right?
At that point, yeah.
Yeah, people, you're not traveling because you're immunocompromised.
Oh, I'm not traveling compromised. Yeah. I have asthma. So, I was thinking about. So I was like manifesting it, but not really. It was a goal of mine. Like I didn't have it written down or anything. I wasn't like setting intentions or whatever. Like every time I meditated, the three times I meditated throughout the year.
Nah.
Like I wasn't like doing that. But, like I had it in mind. Like I really want to go in September for your birthday. And I kept talking about it to you too. And then as soon as I got vaccinated, I literally just booked a ticket. And then I forgot that I posted that until I think... the month of September rolled around. I was like,
oh, damn.
Shit, I did this. I actually did that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Like, I made it happen. And then also around the same time, there was an interview for was it? Oh, it was the H83 podcast with Bella Porch. And people were saying, oh, you really manifested this whole thing. Because if you watch it, she went through some hard shit, like back home in the Philippines with an abusive family, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that. It's not my story. Ethan and Hilo were like, yeah, you really manifested this whole thing. Like, you wanted to, yeah, that's the thing about manifesting. You got to work for it. I was like,
yeah.
Rule when I'm manifesting something is that you don't tell other people your manifestations so that they don't put negative energy into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like I did something with it. I got vaccinated. I bought the ticket. I saved up my money. I didn't just think, oh, I'm going to be in LA and then poof, I'll wake up and I'm just in your bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's rise.
The fuck?
And like none of my things are there. Just me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'd be worried. Like, your makeup, your everything.
I'm not leaving this house.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I'm not a fan of how people misinterpret the whole manifesting thing, because
you just put it out in the universe and it'll happen, and then you put it out in the universe around like a bunch of crystals and it'll just happen.
Yeah.
No, you got to work for it.
Yeah.
You got to take the steps towards it.
Yeah, I think part of it is like when you put it out there, you're also the whole speaking it into existence or whatnot, but you're also like speaking it, and then. I believe the whole like words are powerful. Yeah. Like, you know how people are say I'm the shit or I'm not good enough. That whole thing, very much similar to I'm going to do this. Uh-huh. I will be this. It's the same kind of thing. It just, because when you speak into it, your brain, this is just me thinking out loud now. It's your brain now says, okay, we're going to make that happen somehow with your physiology. Somehow starts trying to align with that. And you got to obviously take the steps to get there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, especially with hard goals or things that are not out of your usual patterns, that's going to take a lot more effort. If you're like, if you're trying to manifest, like I'm trying to become a bodybuilder and never lifted weights, and it's going
to just speak to your crystal. I'm going to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah. Like, you might be consciously aware of it, but it's like, you got to take care of the physical realm as well.
Yeah.
It's
one thing to keep it in mind as a mantra, as like your goal or whatever. Again, if you like this going on, like just doing the bodybuilder thing, like you're like, this is your goal. You want to look like this. You want to be this.
Yeah.
That's your mantra. That's your goal.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about as you're fucking working out, as you're doing the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like for me, like traveling isn't like this huge thing that I had to work for. Like I already had the money that I saved up because I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
All of 2020. And then I got vaccinated, which was just something that people should do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I did. I just booked all I did. And then all that was missing was just booking a fucking plane ticket and a couple Airbnbs here and there. Cause we decided, hey, let's do the thing again. Where we go to Vegas in the Bay Area.
What about the rest of the year?
I talked about it in like, you know, a previous episode already, but I technically got a promotion. Like they finally paid me what I was supposed to be getting paid for an entire year. Cause obviously March 2020 happened and my role completely changed. My job title was like marketing assistant or whatever the hell. And my job description was completely different. And obviously I wasn't doing any of that cause I wasn't in the building to do any of that.
Yeah.
So we were doing everything remote. And the team had to shrink. At some point, everybody got furloughed. I was one of them. And then they brought me back like with a pay cut and my hours were cut. But I was like, fuck it. At least there's money in and there's no money out because I'm not paying in. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck. So I kind of just like, started doing that. And my roles kept getting like expanded. And I was taking on so many things I'm taking on that essentially I was just doing whatever I was doing with VP.
Yeah.
But like in more hours, but like. With content I don't want to work with and people I don't want to work with. We got a PVP loan and everything. Like give me my old rate back and then pay me for my full hour, like my full 40 hours back.
Yeah.
But I was still working as an assistant
because
that was still my job title and that's still my pay rate for an entire year. And then finally, March 2021, they were like, okay, so we're upping your pay by this much.
Oh,
then we're changing your job title to a coordinator.
Yeah.
So it's technically a promotion. I get a raise, but like a fucking time. It took them a full year. And the thing is they didn't add anything. Like they literally just had me write out what I was already doing for that whole year.
Yeah.
And then translated that into a job description for that job title.
Oh my God.
So it wasn't like they assured me that they weren't adding anything new. They weren't going to take any, they weren't going to add anything on top of it.
Yeah.
Because it's a promotion. It's just reflective now of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, thanks.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing about fucking time.
What about the rest of the year?
Rest of the year? I got to travel. I got to see you.
Yeah. Vlog coming out eventually.
In 2025.
I need a production team there.
You do. You absolutely do. Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was... Rest of the year was fine. Some improvements on my mental health. But my therapy appointments are still remote. I asked my therapist, I'm like, can we just keep doing remote? It's easier. It's just better anyway. They were just like, yeah. So, I just keep doing that. But yeah, I cooked a lot more because I was hanging out with my friends. I'm finally hanging out with, like, my friends almost every weekend. Getting outside a lot more than I used to, even though I did work remote. I really needed those weekends, like, at least one day during those weekends to get outside and get some sun. Because depression. And, just being able to try out, like, new food. Like, making new food. Trying out new food. Like, making, like, food that I've never made before that I actually didn't make for my family. Because I'm scared that if I fuck anything up, they're just like, never make this ever again.
Yikes.
So, like, with my friends, they're just like, oh, the next time we'll do this.
Yeah.
You know, like, real friends.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
You know, because they're the real ones. But yeah, it was fun. Like, we kind of, like, kind of got back to normal. We had the Friendsgiving. We had a little Christmas kickback and all that.
Yeah.
Like, we're, like, back to normal-ish. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. Hopefully, because that was fun. That was,
yeah,
all that.
Excited for anything for the new year?
2022?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's coming up in 2022. I'm just going to take 2022 as it goes.
None, like, no goals that you're trying to do, like, the shit I do?
See, I tried goal setting, and then when I don't hit them, I get really disappointed in myself.
Oh, that's why you're one of those. Yeah. It takes a while to let that go.
Yeah, I can't let it go, because, like, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna lose 5 pounds, and I gain 10.
Yeah.
And then I just hate myself forever.
Because
we tried that before. We tried that together one year.
Yeah.
And I got maybe 2 out of all of those, and I was just like,
ugh. I was reviewing all my goals earlier today. I only got one.
While I was taking a nap.
Yeah, I only got one. Well, okay.
It's fine. I can't let that go.
Because the thing is, it's all like progress. It's like
but I'm pretty sure, like, you didn't meet the goal, but you came close to some of them.
No.
Oh, really?
There's a good chunk that I did.
I was asleep while you were doing it.
Yeah, so. Like, it was one of my goals.
I took more naps this year, last year.
Like, one of my goals was, like, 10K subs for Temper Tantrum. I was like, nope, not even close. Okay. So, but it was okay. That's the thing. Especially with goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
It.
How do you, like set your goals? Is it, like, arbitrary or... Not arbitrary numbers, but... I know. Tomorrow. Like, obviously, there's it's logical. There's some sort of projection that...
Yeah, I think when I set it, if it's my first time setting the goal for a specific project,
it seems arbitrary.
I make it a little arbitrary, let it be fun because I don't know what, like, the actual work to put in.
That's true. Then I guess it just gives you the growth rate for the
next year. Then I'm like, okay, say for example, if the goal was 10K, the goal was, like, since I didn't know how the channel was going to grow, how fast it was going to grow based off everything we're going to do. I was like, 10K, let's fucking do it. Let's see what we can do based off, like, the plan I have in place. And now that I see, like, the growth rate per month, I was like, okay, maybe I'm probably just going to taper it to something that's slightly out of reach enough to be challenging, but not
so out of reach that
where it's overwhelming. I think it's just, for me, it just makes progress in life fun.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it depends on your personality, because when I was doing it, I was like, fuck, I'm a failure. I didn't get it done. And it's such a terrible thing to do. It's a hard mindset because it's like we were drilled. If you don't hit it, you'd be like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But then those of you who guys watch sports or even watch, and the people who watch the K-pop stuff, there's a lot more mistakes that are made and shots missed rather than made. So that's what makes me like okay with goal setting. Okay, I missed it. What's the gap?
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yeah, you can say that louder because
you guys hear that. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that there are people that are like, they do set goals and then they hit it. Mm-hmm. So
which is that's great for you.
Great as well. But I also acknowledge like the amount of goals I do put are like spread mm-hmm. through multiple things. Yeah. And I know for people who are like who are well versed in goal setting,
you have categorized those goals. You have work goal, play goal, health goal,
and then,
whatever.
With a lot of people too, in general. Like people who are very successful in hitting those goals, a lot of people tend to say focus on one or two goals per whatever things in your life. And that's the thing too. Like I honestly have a hard time picking like one main, like let me backtrack. I have several goals. Like I have goals for different domains in my life. Health, work, rest, play, all that stuff. I feel like I did well with the rest, where I hung out with people. The play. I failed with my rest because I fucking worked so much. Rest. But play, one of my play goals was hang out with someone once a month. And I did that a lot. I did a lot more of that. I think I over-delivered. Relationship, I think I did pretty good with that. Yeah. Did I do good? You tell me. The feedback is important. No,
love you.
So... I feel like that stuff it's the work goals I feel like I fell short of because I was willing to give way to things that were I think I just viewed as important. Like I think I was reviewing my goals and I was writing how I felt about it. And I was writing there was things I probably could have hit if I just focused on it 100%. If I just did YouTube 100%, I'm pretty sure I would have gotten 50K by the end of the year. If I had just done Temper Tantrum 100%, I'm pretty sure they would have done 10K by the end of the year. And same thing with my company. That's the thing. That's the kind of thing I'm tackling with right now is the amount of projects that I'm in and the amount of involvement I'm in. And I'm trying to figure out like things to let go. That way I can be more effective overall. But yeah, goal setting. I still do it because it's something for me to look forward to and to strive for. Because for me... addicted to progress. I like knowing that I'm getting a little better every day or a year, knowing that it's not like I can't live this be exactly who I was last year. I don't know that for me that's not a life worth living because I feel like I was like whether there's meaning to this life or not, it's up to me to create that meaning, and I feel like there's something more for me to give if I have these gifts and talents. I can draw, I can make videos. I feel like there's something I got to do with it because if I don't, it's, selfish. Mm. But, I'm also getting more and more driven in what my work can really do for my friends and everyone else. Because I've been talking to you, like, I want to create, like, a facility and a compound for everyone that I work with. So like that way, it'd just be cool because I saw Mr. Beast do it. He has his own fucking building, three buildings.
For his company.
And now the coolest thing. And then even seeing Alodia, like having it with
Alodia Goshongfiao.
Yeah.
She's the creator of the Philippines.
Yeah. And then she has her own building, like for her esports team. Yeah. And to have a place for us to create our thing.
Like an actual physical production house.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big dream. Because that the amount of people just being able to do what they love and get paid for it, I think that'd be cool. But the biggest thing, obviously, capital. It's honestly been tricky because I've thought about putting off VP and Temper Tantrum for a bit so I can go ham on MRI TV, make that, grow that, and then come back to the other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, man, I want to keep, because I want to have flavor and variety with my work.
That's true.
So that's what makes it hard for me. And this and I'm choosing that because I want to do that, and that just might mean it might take longer to get there, and honestly I think I'm okay with that. But as much as I want it tomorrow
yesterday,
is there anything in particular, like, I know you don't have a goal, but is there like, oh, that'd be nice
to get the fuck out of New Jersey.
Well, that would be nice,
but also I'm like, where.
Yeah, I need to figure out
which my is situation. Kind of like mildly dependent on your yeah. decision.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah, for me, there's an ideal situation.
Where you go, I go.
For me, there's an ideal situation where I'm both.
So where do I go?
No, like where I'm like.
I travel with you. If I'm going to be working a job.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm Arizona, but then I would have to keep the studio in LA.
Okay. So can I come with you on the weekends? Yeah. I guess. You guess you want to keep me in Arizona where there's absolutely nothing there?
Yeah.
Keep me away from my dream city?
there's so much that I want, and then there's the process of getting there.
Yeah.
Because I want to be on both Arizona near Jordan and LA. So ideally I would have two places, and then eventually,
because like your client base and your network is in LA.
Yeah. And ideally it would be just nice to,
and also Los Angeles is just
have better. boom, and then save up until we have a compound
in
preferably LA. If anything, it would be like campuses.
Do you have an LA campus? A Phoenix campus?
No, not like that. Like, like maybe like this building dedicated to that. Maybe just like a building. Because I don't think we need that much space.
Also, like Tier 1 Gaming's office in Makati. Like in the building. The building. Like the Tier 1 building in Makati. Like the Alodia's gigantic building that was under construction months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we just really need.
We're not going to build a whole new building from scratch.
In reality, we would just need a dance room, a training room.
A shoot room.
A filming room. A lab computer area.
A streaming room.
Yeah, and that would just be for everyone, obviously. So we just need one solid, good, like, building.
Yeah.
Facility. But the reason of the compound
is... And then I'll build myself a tiny house that's just a kitchen.
The reason for the compound would just so people can live there. I think it would be cool. But that's, I don't know. That also borderline serfdom.
I was gonna say,
but also I don't know, because you know, of the Avengers compound. Like, oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but we're not trying to save the world.
Yeah, but we're trying to save the world with dance.
I'm trying to tell people I hate them in as many languages as possible.
Because as far as I know, there's any dance companies
that are really doing this.
There's obviously there's Tier 1 like that you just mentioned. There's also the Hype House. There's all these creator houses.
The creator houses essentially.
Yeah, but I would like this to be. I would like it to be
Team 10.
No.
Well,
same
yeah.
concept, all that stuff. Same with offline TV.
Oh yeah.
Same with all, and I was watching with your family. Yeah. Like,
offline TV.
Yeah, just a group, just creating content together, mm-hmm. and then obviously instead of being streamers, they would all be obviously dancers.
And some of them streamers.
Yeah, some of them are streamers. So it'd be like, I just think it'd be cool, and then I think the tricky part would be. Living together, because people don't
have to live together?
Like, or not maybe not live together, have their own area. That's why I want a compound. They have their own space. Yeah, who knows?
Is it gonna be close to food?
Huh?
Is it gonna be close to food?
There better be.
Okay.
I don't know. Just buy up a whole floor on WeWork in downtown.
Oh God.
I mean,
and then I'll buy out an entire floor as the kitchen for me.
Well, yeah, that.
And then it's just like me and Sean, like, making food.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't have... Okay. Yeah, would be nice to get the fuck out of L.A. Out of L.A. No, out of New Jersey to L.A. Preferably, yeah. But it's the big... It's the big goal in the sky. Like, I want that.
Mm.
But in terms of, like, smaller term goals... I really should start working out again. I have been. You've seen me like working out.
Yeah.
I'm unmotivated most of the time, but I should be motivated because I look at myself in the mirror all the time. And that's enough to like make me miserable to look at myself. But like, I get stuck in that part where I don't like this, but I don't do anything about it because I'm just stuck there. I'm like so unmotivated. And then also food's just better.
No, food, that's the thing. Like, food essentially is just fuel, so you just gotta use the food as fuel.
Well, I don't look at food as fuel. I look at food as pleasure, as luxury. I look at food as
but that's,
my best friend.
But that's like a mental... but that's just the...
I know! Food is fuel, but it's also my best friend.
Yeah.
Food is something I love. Food is something that, like, that's the difference in me and you, like, our views on food.
I still
enjoy, like, the good food, but, yeah. like, at the same time, you're not going to go seek it out. Yeah. Like, you eat what's there.
Yeah.
For me, if what's there is I don't like, I will go out and I will go out of my way to make something else.
That's fair, but at least the energy will be put into something.
Depends on the food I'm eating.
Oh, well, yeah, either way.
Turkey sandwiches all day.
Energy expenditure is better than no expenditure.
Yeah. Like, I have also been, like, watching what I have been eating. Because when I start weighing food, it starts triggering some eating disorder.
Yeah.
Like, habits
yeah.
in me. So I was, like, really scared about doing that. That's why, like, when I do anything that's, like, kind of restrictive, in a sense,
yeah.
on food, like, I try not to, like, stick to that too much. I'm not like, so today I'm just going to eat this. Today I'm just going to eat that. Because then that turns into that, like, kind of triggers bad habits. Mm. At some point, like, I used to color block my food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember you told me that.
Like, I'll only eat green beans, peas, and kale. My family does have a history of diabetes. Thank God I haven't been
pre-diabetic. That's the thing.
Does your family have it?
Yeah, she had that. My family has a history of diabetes. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I started doing was following slow carb. That's mm-hmm. all I've been doing. Mm-hmm. I've been just eating chicken, eggs, whatever, yeah. All the meats.
Yeah.
And I've just been avoiding all white starches, like white bread, white potatoes.
White rice.
But the thing is, I don't know if any of you guys follow the slow carb diet. Cheat day is every Friday for me. So I just enjoy and dash it, drop my A1C. And even though I have veggies, I don't even cook them. I just eat chili, which is my replacement for rice.
Yeah,
or chili or beans,
yeah.
which has been my replacement for all of that. And it's just, yeah, so it's just been fantastic that way. It's not fucking gourmet food. But then again, that's just me.
That's you. That's your fuel.
I'm pretty sure there's fancier ways to make things.
There is, but it takes more time.
Yeah. So, in which I'd much rather spend my time somewhere else. Yeah, that's the thing.
Because that's my favorite thing. Like, my favorite things to cook are not very healthy. My favorite things to cook are carby. They are decadent. Oh. They are. Like, because that's comforting for me. Give me a salad. I'll be like, thanks. I don't feel good about myself.
As long as I have meat, I'd much rather have bacon and eggs in a salad.
Yeah, right?
Because that has protein and fats.
And fat.
Maybe not some bacon. Maybe get rid of. If you want to go healthy, go with turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon, whatnot. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, then rather than a salad. Because mm-hmm. that has good fats for
it. My mom's going to kind of want a diet, too. And she would make salad for lunch for her and my dad. There was one time, it might have been on purpose. It might not have been. I don't know for sure because I'm not my mom. She mixed up some salad that was enough for three instead of two.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, hey, there's extra. And she was like, oh, here. I was like, okay, I don't know how to take this.
Yeah.
Is she just being nice? Is she being your fat eat salad? Mm. Which the second one is actually more okay. possible because you don't know my mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then there was then like for dinner, just, do you want salad? You want salad? Oh, I'm like, okay, I'll eat the salad. Jesus. But yeah, I guess I should just eat a little better, cook better food, learn how to cook better food. Because, like, if I can do it, if I can pull it off for you, I can pull it off for me.
Baby steps, really.
Yeah.
I hate saying it. The whole lifestyle is once you start just doing it every day, mm-hmm. just because, for me, it was out of necessity. Because if I kept eating, like
then pizza it's going to be full on diabetes.
I'd be diabetic. But it really is that whole lifestyle thing. Because mm-hmm. then it becomes, like, ingrained. Especially with working out. I used to only work out Monday and Tuesday. But then, again, health.
Yeah.
So I work out every day now. Mm-hmm. The byproduct is the look, your muscles. So I think it's an interesting priority. If people are too focused on the look of it, of the end result, once they get there, people forget it.
Mm.
For example, one of my friends, but she got wedding ready.
Mm.
Once she got, after she got married and got the look, she like went, got busy with life again. And then yo-yoed.
Oh, yeah,
but definitely. Now she's obviously aware and she's making an effort to get back to that. But it goes back to, it's one thing to diet for mm-hmm. a period of time, work out for a period of time. It's
not a lot of women that fall into that trap, like yeah. when they when you know they're about to get married, they have a goal weight
yeah.
to look a certain way in their wedding dresses or whatever they're wearing. And sometime after that, they just forget. They just, okay, that's done. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just hard for them to find that. I think they don't want to do that again because for them, it's too extreme to keep doing that every day. But yeah. I think what they need to do is just find a balance. They're not going to look the way they did on their wedding day. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Because then life is just happening now.
But yeah, like, in short, for those of you guys listening, take baby steps, especially if those goals for your weight loss stuff. And it's, especially since it's January when filming this, a lot of January joiners joining the gym,
uh-huh,
trying to lose that weight, uh-huh, and then more by probably February.
March, they're gone. Trust me, I used to work at a gym. I still work there, but I don't work there. A lot of people are gone.
So it's don't go too extreme at the beginning of your goals, man. Just take I'd say 30 minutes a week is better than zero, and then build it up, and then it becomes routine.
Because I did that before. It's not that I did it before, but my mom used to tell me that, you know, when I used to like actively work out a lot, my mom used to tell me, in an effort to discourage me from doing it too much, but also just to ground me in reality a little bit, that like, if I, like, I'm doing this, and once I stop, all the weight I lost plus more is going to come back. I didn't believe her for a while because my metabolism was still great. This was like, whatever. I stopped working out. Like, I got a little chub, but like, it's whatever. Mm. And now that I am 31, especially when lockdown started March 2020, there was a lot less working out going on. There was a lot less calorie burning going on because I wasn't going anywhere. I was just at home. Mm. Like, my commute to work was 2 steps from my bed to my computer.
Oh, yeah. Calorie burning meaning she just walked.
I used to walk to her job, 40 minutes to work and another 40 minutes from work. Yeah. And then there's like hills and stuff. So like my commute from work was now just 2 steps from my bed to my computer. It just changed to that. And then also like the whole quarantine cooking thing. I started baking. I picked up so many hobbies. It involved food. And obviously I was going to eat my own food.
Yeah.
And then it was just, and then also like food was comfort for me.
Okay. So going into 22, I honestly, I'm just feeling it right now. I think this is the most apprehensive and maybe nervous I've ever been going into the new year. I think part of it is because I'm sick and I hate being sick because when I'm sick, it fucks with how my mind thinks. When I thought of just the first 3 months of January, of the year in general, was like, holy fuck. I'm feeling a little better now. But either way, like, I'm excited for just the first 3 months so far, temper tantrum. We got auditions coming up. We have a gig coming up. And then also retreat. Mm-hmm. And then Vision Paradox picking things back up and going ham. And then I'm also shifting my vision for Vision Paradox. And that's just going to be a process as well. Yeah. But I haven't really thought much further than the first quarter right now. Because I guess I'm playing it like a basketball game.
Doing it by quarters.
Yeah, doing it by quarters. Then adjusting. And then playing. And then to adjust the plan the next quarter. But whatever it is, it has to somehow align with the end goal. Like how a lot of, if you guys watch sports ball, especially basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, like the end goal is to win for them, but you can't do that if you're focused. That's all you're focusing on. You come in with an initial game plan, and then you play the game, and then you adjust either by having a timeout in real life, might be just be a week off from work or taking a mental day, or adjust, and then by quarter two, you adjust your game plan to still strive to win, but. Here's the thing with sports ball, though. Like, you don't always win the game. And that, which means you don't always achieve the goal you want. What matters is, did you like your effort getting in the process? Because there's also a lot of people who, and I've seen it in these post interviews where, like, they win the game, but the players hated how they played.
Yeah. I've seen that.
So you don't win the game and you hate how you got there.
Yeah.
As in,
if, like, the game was, like, super close and they just barely won.
Yeah.
Or like, they just scooched their way over.
Yeah, and then what that can look like in real life is you had to betray a friend. You stepped over people. you pushed yourself way too hard to the point of exhaustion. Mm-hmm. You stopped hanging out with friends and family that you love dearly. And albeit, like, there are people that are okay with living that lifestyle, that comes back to self-awareness of, is that aligned with who you want to be living your life to achieve your goal? And then,
is it worth it too?
And is that worth it? And obviously, like, for me, for me,
it's, you're the one that wants it all.
Yeah, I do want a lot. Yeah. I do want it all, but it's not at the cost of losing everyone.
Well, that's what I mean. You want it all. You want,
yeah,
the success, you want all this, but you still want the family, the friends, the people.
Yeah, because that's just fun. Like, but, yeah, it's much more fulfilling. Yeah. Like, it's and then that's what I mean. Like, for you guys, if you lose, did you like your effort, or did you win, but did you hate who you became in the process? Mm-hmm. In your pursuit of greatness, don't forget to do good and to be good. Yeah. So that's, I already wrote out my yearly goal. I'm trying to filter out the ones that I really want, but through that as well. I also have a separate quarter goals, like a small, okay, what's the step to get super close to that? Okay. But yeah, it's, I don't have anything beyond Q1. I always talk about what VP can become for everyone, or what temper tantrum can become for everyone. I feel that pressure sometimes, like, they're depending on me. But also, even if everyone was gone, like, the thing that I want is dependent on me. So, it's just...
Like, the pressure's all on you. The kind of upside is that if somehow, like, people jump ship and it's just you left, then you're still able to depend on yourself.
Yeah. And December 2021 was like the first in a long time that I actually feel like I took an actual break.
Yeah.
It was just,
well, you,
like,
traveled, so.
Yeah. Like, well, traveling, also, but I didn't like,
you,
I
wasn't, also, like shut down.
Yeah. I felt more shut down. Like, I semi worked, but I worked in a pace that I liked. Yeah. I wasn't rushing. I wasn't trying to hit so many deadlines. Because you didn't have deadlines. Yeah.
Technically.
And it felt very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Just especially seeing my mom, and then just being able to, just Christmas. This is probably the best, one of the best years I've had.
Christmas with Jordan.
And then having a proper break. Then giving all of VP a break. It felt really good.
Thanks for the PTOS.
It's one of those things, though. Like, you let go of the weight, and then you come back to it. It's, oh, like, you realize how much you were really carrying before.
Yeah.
And it's, do you have the capacity to do it again? And I was hesitant. Like, because just metaphorically, I can feel it. I can feel it already, even though I haven't started.
Yep.
And it's honestly scary.
That week I took off, or when you were here over the summer?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I was already doing that nobody else on in my day job. My two bosses, technically, are my team, are unable to do themselves. I started to realize, like, how much they don't know, like, how much of what I do they don't know how to do. So I have to set everything up so everything's just automated while I'm gone for that week. And then I had to leave them, like, detailed instructions, like, with screenshots and everything. Like, any idiot off the street can do it.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah.
If they have to adjust something, it was just that all I have to do was go here and here. Like, I could have just said that. But no, I did that. I wrote it out. I put screenshots on there. I made sure it was idiot-proof. I made sure their two-year-old could do it.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen because it didn't happen. Like, I got a text, like, while I was gone. I was like, oops. Like, and then, like, coming back, I was just like, oh, so there's all this work that I need to do. And then the first meeting I was in, they were like, here's for when you come back. The deadline is the day after.
Whoa.
You couldn't do that? You've known about this? You couldn't do that? Like, how much do they know how to do? Why are you getting paid this much? Why am I only getting paid this much? Obviously, there's things that they know that I don't.
Yeah.
But hey, I can probably sit there and learn in 30 minutes if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I'm like, because we talked about this, like, a good manager, a good boss should be able to do what their employee does.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I don't think what I'm doing is hard. I mean, some of it is hard, like the video stuff and the...
For them, it's hard.
Yeah. No, I think the video stuff is hard. Some of the creative stuff, maybe. But okay, the creative stuff may be hard for them because, like, they don't have my brain.
Yeah.
But just the admin-y stuff, like scheduling and putting it on there. And
oh, yeah.
It's point and click. It's just been made easier now by all these platforms because everybody's doing it. Because before, it used to look so complicated.
Hootsuite?
Yeah. Like Hootsuite or like even like setting up ads on Facebook used to look so freaking complicated when you first started teaching me how to do it.
Oh yeah.
Now it's just like so hand-holdy.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like it insults my intelligence a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it, I know what this is. So like now everybody knows how to run ads and get them to do this or back me up on it when I'm gone, because I do it for them when they're gone.
Yeah.
And it just feels like I don't get enough support because I'm doing my own thing. But there's so much like phantom time that they don't take into account.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah.
So like they don't think that some of this takes time.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, can you do an ad that has this and this? So I figured out how to set it up. Again, I've set Facebook ads are easier to set up now.
Yeah.
But it still takes time. Like I have to get all the creative together, get all the copy together, get the budget, get all this together. That takes like maybe a good 20 minutes to set up like an ad campaign that has like about 15 ads and for this much money. And I'm like sitting there like, this is okay.
Yeah.
And like 15 other versions of copy that mm-hmm. I have to write from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm like, and I have to write from scratch and they have to approve. And you know, our approval process takes. So I'm just like, the phantom time, they don't take into account and they just think I can do it really quickly. Because they like to think all the stuff that they do takes a lot of time. So why can't I think that a lot of stuff that I do takes time? Because it actually does. Before I took my PTO for my birthday,
mm-hmm.
they were like, yeah, so we need this. I've known about this for a week now. I just forgot to tell you. But can I have this by the end of the day? Because you're going to be gone the last 3 days of the year.
Well, what happened with that conversation? You told them, get wrecked?
I wish. I still need a job.
Yeah. While I was at my mom's, I caught up a good amount. And I feel like we're getting hella, hella close now
mm-hmm.
to catching up. Now I'm trying to... Especially before we start producing again, I want to catch up even more before we even do anything.
Yeah.
Because there's still one dance project for Temper Tantrum that needs to be done, which is the Rain Room.
Oh my god.
There's
yes.
a music video we need to finish editing.
Oh.
What do you call it? Thankfully, so what
are you having me research like spaces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then obviously podcast stuff, I think. I'm not tripping out too much on podcast stuff because it's not like it's timely content.
Some of it is, but like
this. New Year's podcast would be timely, but it's not like it has to be released because it's
now.
Talking about a trending topic.
Yeah.
But yeah. There's just a lot. And then the amount of, I showed you and your brother, the amount of videos that I'm going to be assigning this week is crazy. And then the amount, that a lot. And then there's photos that finally were approved
mm-hmm.
that are going to be touched up by Camilo. And then there's also going to be the promotional content that I'm going to be needing for auditions. It just feels like a lot. I don't know, for just thinking about it. I don't know how that... I'm pretty sure there's a lot of you guys out there that are probably juggling even more.
Mm-hmm.
Or that just might... I might just be a masochist. I'm excited overall. I mean, I feel... And based off the group texts from the team, I'm glad the team is still, like, just group chatting
yeah.
casually. And then
I've been sharing recipes with Rosie.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're just living their life. I'm seeing like our
and they're getting paid.
And they get they're 3 weeks off and they get paid and just to live their life.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Camilo's just going out with his girlfriend.
One of our other social media manager, Bernie, just
living it up, traveling finally.
Yeah, and same with our other video editor. He's been traveling as well.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and then.
Ahmed's dealing with ghosts in his house.
Yeah, okay. Joey, unfortunately, got COVID. And he's just been floored.
Oof.
But he's recovering well. Love you, Joey.
I'm excited, semi-optimistic-ish, which is very rare for me for this year. But cautiously.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get too excited and then be disappointed. Because then my therapist will be able to buy a brand new car at this point. Yeah.
Stoic optimism.
I think that kind of, that's you. You're pretty stoic. That kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. Because like, I'm jerking off my arm. Because there were things that I was able to like, let go a little bit more easily. There were more disappointments that had I not like taken that on, I would have been like, just completely destroyed in therapy like the whole week or whatever. And it could have been just like something so small because I'm not a big fan of change. I don't know if anyone noticed. I'm not a big fan of change, even though I change my hair.
So you change your hair like every week.
So this I can control, though.
That's fair, yeah.
Like, I like change, but change that I can control.
That's a good one.
Like changing my hair and whatever. Anyway, so yeah, there were a couple of things about the year, like 2020 and 2021. There were many disappointments that happened there that I couldn't, like, that I couldn't have controlled.
Me?
Not being able to see you. Smooth like butter.
Love you.
Love you. But yeah, there were, like, there's changes that, like, I couldn't, like, control. And had I not been able to adapt this semi-stoic type of view on it, I would have been, like, wrecked. Mm. Like, I would have been completely useless as a person. So, yeah, like, now that I'm, like, I'll cry about it a little bit. A lot of it. I'll cry about it a lot. To the point that I clog up my sinuses and not be able to smell and taste anything and get scared that it's COVID. But no, it's just I'm clogged.
Yeah.
But be able to take the time to reflect on me and realize that there was no way I could have controlled this. There was no way I could have done anything different. Or if I did do anything different, eventually it'll go back to the exact same result, one way or another. And it was one of those things that I just couldn't control. And if I, once I realized that, then I can just be like, I guess we'll move on. You know, whatever. Guess I'll die.
Okay. It's funny because there's a, I don't know if the saying is the exact one, but there's a Stoic saying of, I'll get to the island unless my boat sinks. I have every intention to be able to get there unless shit happens.
Yeah.
And it does sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Keep going anyway, but.
Yeah.
Shit'll happen and then you can recover from it and then keep going. I don't know. It's hard for me to accept things that change around me that I don't like.
Have control over?
I don't have control over. Especially if I don't have control over it. I like control. Like, I like playing The Sims because I get to play God.
I'm the same way in terms of wanting to have control, because that's why I decided to have two companies and never not. To avoid going back to a regular job.
That's true.
Though I'd much rather have, I'd honestly, like the whole meme of left a 9-to-5 to work 24/7.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd much rather work 24/7 because I've said so many times in this podcast, it's my game now.
Yeah.
So it's, I wouldn't really do anything else.
Yeah, but at least you don't expect people that work for you / with you to do the exact same thing as you do.
Yeah.
You're not expecting any of us to work 24/7 just because you are.
Yeah. If anything, I just want them, I just want them to do the job they're paid to do. And that's it. Like, do a good job, make sure it's not trash.
Clock in, do a good job, clock out.
Yeah, and like, if I tell you to fucking take a break, take a fucking break.
Who?
Everyone who was finding out, everyone who was experiencing work burnout.
I was one of the last ones to ever ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I never even asked you.
Because I was like, upon you. And then
you had to take the fucking break.
Yeah, and then I've had to tell people, like, take a break. I'm just feeling it. Like, yeah.
I think I put more pressure on myself. Like, when I was feeling burnout, I thought about taking a break, and then I put more pressure on myself, saying, like, ugh, do the least, like, VP-wise.
Yeah.
Like, I do the least amount of work. Because I do it, like, you have taken into consideration that I have a day job.
Yeah.
That pays me.
Yeah.
And, but, like, at the same time, like, the combination of both things, plus, like, my other mental health issues, like, just burnt me out. And, like, the one thing that I could stop doing for a while is, like, some VP work. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, then this means there's more work for you. There's more work for Rosie. There's more work for Bernie if what I'm doing is going to get taken off my hands. Because there was no way to push the deadline. The deadline was set in stone or whatever. Like, it couldn't be moved anymore. So it was just more work for you, more work for Rosie and or Bernie.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'll just take it out. I'll just do it.
I think that's what I
did. And then you were like, shut the fuck up and take a break.
I mean, that's the same with Mukim too. Like, you don't have to do it all your own. We're a team for a reason. Mm-hmm. That's why I have you guys upload your project files so someone else can take the load.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and I know, because I know I'm busy and I'm trying to do a whole bunch of other things.
Mm.
But I also know, like, once I'm in it, I'm fast.
Yeah.
I'm fucking faster than most people.
Fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah, fast as fuck, boy.
Because I remember when Bernie was out, like, when she, you know, had her ear infection.
Yeah.
To put it very lightly. Like, she had to go back to Manila to go see, like, a doctor, a specialist. And then coming back, like, there was a whole drama coming back to the province where she was, where she's living. And we didn't know about it. And then she lost power. Cause,
yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff happening. And
there was nothing pressing for her, I
think. There was nothing.
Was there?
It was pressing only because it was the end of year stuff that we were doing.
Social. I kept asking you guys, what's the status?
What's the status? And I'm like, I'm waiting on Bernie for this because she said she'll do it. But I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, man.
And then her partner reached out to me and said,
yeah,
hey, Bernie doesn't have power. I don't know. And all that. I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'll do it.
Yeah.
See, that was the thing. Like, I technically had no bandwidth at that point.
Yeah.
To take on any of that. But I'm like, it had to be done.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it. I'm staying up till 4 a.m. with you.
Oh, yeah. It was that night.
Jesus Christ. Because I had to do all the social stuff. Plus, like, the stuff that you told me to do.
Yeah.
Like, podcast stuff.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, I can, I can still take on that, like, on a regular basis. But, like, I think it was just because it was crunch time.
Yeah.
For
God, all of us. Jesus Christ, yeah. The last 2 months of the year were
exhausting.
Crunch. There was a lot of work that I had the team do that we were just trying to catch up.
And it was the crunch time for my day job.
Yeah. But the last two months of the year were just VP trying to catch up on all the projects. I didn't expect
trying
to
catch up and be ready for January.
Yeah. Because there's going to be a lot more to produce. I think even now for 2022, like, a lot of the stuff I'm going to be assigning them is still catching up on the rest of the stuff. As much as I want to get the work done, mm-hmm. I don't want them to hate it.
Sure.
I don't want them to be burnt out, mm-hmm. exhausted.
Because a lot of us were already feeling it before.
I think they're fine.
No, a couple of us were feeling the burnout before. Bernie was getting overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah, like that was earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you don't want us to.
Yeah, I don't want them
to experience that again.
I don't want. No, I'd much rather not have them sacrifice self-care and mental health and all that stuff just to get videos done. Mm-hmm. If anything, I tried to assign to an amount, I felt like that would at least get us 80% there.
Yeah.
And then probably just, that's what I'm planning on assigning is, here's the rest of the 100. Let's try to get it done by Q1.
Yeah. And I know you were, oh, by the way, like off topic.
Yeah.
So when I was making lunch for my birthday,
yeah,
like you were asleep on the recliner, but I was like, is he okay? Was he out? I was like, he's tired. He was just working the whole time before he got here. He was like, oh, okay. Oh. And then when we were back for New Year's Eve, he was like, what'd you do to him? He's looking better. He's feeling better. I was like, he napped a lot. I told him, like, we passed on the free breakfast at the hotel because we slept. I was hungover. He just needed more sleep.
Oh, my God.
I'm 31.
Oh, God. Yay, 31. Mm. How do you feel now that you're 31?
Old, decaying.
No, my God.
Ugh.
You're decay.
Donkey Kong. Drift King. Decay from the Tokyo Drift. But I don't know. Like, I guess. Well, you're 30, 35.
Oh God. Oh my God.
I'm 35. Existential dread sets in.
Yeah, it's just crazy because. Again, I just look completely different from where I am.
We've talked about this before. Now you have freaking red hair.
Red hair.
And then missed a spot in your ponytail.
Yeah. I discovered a new part about me that I'll tell you guys about in over next year. Yeah. How's it feel to be 31? Any wisdom you would share to your 21-year-old self?
Drink more gin.
What were you drinking before?
Everything else.
The shitty AMFs, alcohol, the Long Island iced teas.
The LITs, the fucking fireballs. I guess what I could say is 21-year-old me is just get to therapy sooner.
Oh my God.
Because you didn't go to therapy until I was like 24, 35.
Oh, you started sooner than I did.
I had a lot of trauma.
That's fair. Oh yeah.
You're right. I had a lot of trauma.
That's fair.
That you literally just missed by like months.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You missed out on it by months. And like we weren't talking then, so I was just like,
dang, I really wonder how I would have handled that. I don't think I would have been sensitive at all.
But you would have told me it was my fault for going out that late.
Oh, no. I would have been pissed. The older you get, the I feel like, at least from my experience, the calmer you get.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I still, never mind. I take that back. I'm still pretty fucking competitive. I want to destroy some people.
Okay.
But it's the presentation of that fire feels different. Mm-hmm. Like when I was 21, I really wanted to take action somehow. Like in a very dude macho way.
How old are you have done it? You're all the way over here.
I know.
Angeles. I was in New York.
I don't know. That's the frustration.
No, you'll fly to New York, go find the dude that I can't even find.
Yeah, I just, because at that time, I just didn't have that many emotional intelligence tools.
Fair. Yeah, so besides going to therapy, I guess I could also tell 21-year-old me to stop being such a fucking pick-me bitch.
What does that mean?
Like, I was one of those, hey, not like other girls kind of things. But
I'm not like other girls?
Yeah, but I would say, but I'm
different
never,
from other guys.
I didn't say that, but like, I was like, I made it a point to be, to tell people how different I am. And how much better I am, but also I made it a point to bring people down.
Oh, damn.
I put them down. Especially because I'm
better than everyone, but you're a bitch still.
Ew. Sips tea aggressively. No, because like I was one of the first ones to turn 21 in my friend group. Mm. I was actually the first one to turn 21 in my friend group. And so I was just sitting there waiting on some of them to turn 21. And when finally enough of us were 21, of legal drinking age, and people are like, oh, we should all hang out. And the ones that were already 21 were the ones I just wanted to hang out with. The rest of them were children. I didn't want to hang out with them.
Mm.
Not because they were like young or whatever. They were actually very immature. Like this freaking 20-year-old was acting like a fucking 14-year-old for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to hang out with them. And I didn't want to be like, hey, I don't want to hang out with you. I'm like, okay, we need to hang out. And I took charge of the whole like planning thing. And because I was saying, it was me saying I wanted to hang out. Everybody was in. Because, oh shit, Maxie wants to hang out? So they were like, yeah, we're down wherever you want to go, Max. So I was like, yeah, we're going to this bar and this bar. And it wasn't just like a Buffalo Wild Wings or Arby's. Applebee's kind of thing. Like none of those like family restaurants with bars. Mm-hmm. It's like actual bars. Some of them were clubs. Those are the things that I wanted to go to specifically. And they were just like, and then there were people who are like, what about me? And I'm like, tough.
Oh.
Like, I was just, I made it a point to be like, you are not cool enough to hang out with me.
Okay.
Even though I was literally the least cool out of everybody.
Damn.
But I was the eldest. I was the dead mother. So
damn.
I was like, none of you are cool enough. You people are not cool enough. And then when they finally started turning 21, I was able to be like, I'm already over the party thing. You can go.
Oh, wow.
So it was also true. I wasn't just like lying to get out of it or whatever, but it was a good reason to get out of it.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do that thing again. It's just, let's go to, you know, I'm having a house party. What are we, 12?
Hmm.
I did go to a house party and everybody there was like super young and like underage and annoying.
Hmm.
And I thought I was being like mean about it, but I just looked around people. I looked at people that were like my age there. They were also getting annoyed.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, it's not just me.
Yeah.
But I was the most annoyed. But they were trying to be nice about it. I wasn't.
Oh my God.
I wasn't. Like these two like 18-year-old girls were trying to play like, they were trying to play beer pong or whatever. And they were trying to pull my boyfriend at the time and his friend or whatever. And like they were trying to play with them. And I was just sitting there looking angry. And obviously no one was approaching me for a good reason. And I literally walked past them. I was like, oh my God, who invited the 12-year-olds here?
Oh my God.
And then looked right at them and they stopped talking. And they stopped talking to my boyfriend and his friend.
Damn, man. Mean girls adult with college edition.
I wasn't in college anymore.
Oh my God.
I was already like 25.
Oh.
Yeah. I was over it. I didn't want to be there. And the person that invited us, the person whose house it was like, was a good friend of ours, but it just turns out that like, now that he's 21, he's completely forgotten about he's of drinking age, he forgot about his sober life and just started throwing parties and inviting 18-year-olds.
Oh no.
I'm just like, I can't be around this.
No.
Fair, I was drinking at 18. I was one of those people.
Mm.
Drinking at 18, like before 21 or whatever. But now that I'm looking back at it as an adult, it's a little cringe.
It is different when you're an adult. I'm like...
But then again, I was that one 18-year-old in a circle of 21-plus-year-olds.
Mm.
Not the only 21-year-old throwing a party for a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Oh, that's
very That's different. Different. That's that different. Is creepy.
That is super
creepy. That is creepy. That is highly illegal.
That's... Yeah. Oh my God.
So like having one or two 18-year-olds there, just because they were dating someone or was friends with one of them, like fine.
Yeah.
But like if the party is exclusively 18-year-olds and like the mature-er people are like a rare thing there, like that's not a kind of party I want to go to as a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Definitely not a party I want to go to as a 30-year-old. I don't even want to go to parties anymore.
Oh my God.
Like what are those? I just want to eat dinner and drink.
Drink some wine, have some pizza.
Yeah. Like, I just want to cook. 21-year-old me needs to stop being like, fuck it. Just act like a 21-year-old for once. Behave your age.
What, like, don't be too cool for your age?
Don't be too cool for your age. Like, we get it. You've been drinking since you were 9.
Mm-hmm.
We get it, bitch. Like, just, but you're 21 now. Do the thing. Go to Atlantic City. Go do shots with your friends at a bar. I'm the only one. But buy liquor for your friends.
Yeah.
Which I did, by the way.
I did that for my little brother.
Which I did, by the way. But I was very selective and I was like, give me cash. Give me exact change in cash. Because I don't want paper trails.
You should price it up so you can have some margin.
Tonight I could buy myself a pack of cigarettes, but I don't but I didn't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, just bitch, have fun. What would you tell 21-year-old you?
21-year-old me?
25, I guess, if we're going by like a 10-year thing.
What is that?
24, 25.
Is it 2012?
I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, I had Jordan at 25. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Jordan at 25, so here we go.
What would I tell my 25-year-old self?
Mm-hmm. If we're going by the 10-year thing.
I was a new dad. I was...
Are you scared?
Also, yeah, I was scared. Started a business at the... worst timing. If I give this advice to my younger self, I wouldn't be here. I don't think I would be here.
Why?
Because it would be very much like I think it would definitely lead me to a different path.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Like, might have kept you in step together, actually.
Yeah, it might have. Because the advice would be get a regular job while you're doing this.
That's fair.
There's that. Because then that's at the age of 25. And that's when Jordan came into the world and also started a new business. Blessed the world with
his presence.
Yeah. And I was very stressed. And it was, so if I had done the practical thing and getting a job, what to handle finances and all this stuff. Yeah. But who knows? I feel like, so that's what I probably would have said to myself. And then if knowing what I said, look, if I said that, it would probably create a completely different timeline of what that life would look like. And I honestly don't know if I would like that timeline, because I don't know if Jordan would be as happy as he is now. Because when Steph and I would argue, it wouldn't be the best. And even though we are better at it now, when we both are stupid, we're both annoyingly stubborn, especially when we're both trying to be right. Like, it's
but not wouldn't pretty. You have also given 25-year-old you the advice of even go to therapy?
Yeah, shoot.
Because if you were in therapy that much earlier, if both of you were in therapy that much earlier,
I think
wouldn't you guys have been better? I wouldn't say better parents, but like better people around him.
Possibly. Because I was already doing anger management.
Mm.
But there's a difference when you're just doing it for yourself and you're doing it because something's at stake.
That's true.
Because when something's at stake, you're fucking fighting and like you are...
You're doing it.
You're 1,000% in it. When you're just doing it casually, because it's good, you're not going to lose anything if you don't do anything, it's different. Like the lessons hit, but not all the way.
Mm.
So I honestly don't know. I think it would have been helpful, but it's probably... but the thing is, I still would have had that foundation of who I was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys haven't, by now you hopefully guys know why we went to jail and stuff. If that hadn't happened, which shattered my reality and view, like now with therapy and all the other stuff, it helped build a newer foundation. Because it's trying to fit the idea of therapy and self-improvement on top of like my current view of the world. So, I don't know. I think it might have helped, but not to the impact it could have without that.
If had you given yourself that practical advice of do the practical thing, get a job while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I would have ended up doing the practical thing and actually probably doing nursing. Like, I would have ended up, or I would have gone back to nursing. But by the time we like met back up, like I was doing marketing. Or the practical thing was literally just staying with my boyfriend at the time, who was going to make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
That was practical. Yeah. Like, in a sense. Like, I wasn't about to use the dude, but that was practical.
Yeah.
But we don't do practical.
Oh my God. Kind of don't.
We don't do practicals. The fuck? Long distance.
I'm like, I love you. I definitely think that that advice and then therapy might have helped just a little bit. But yeah, I'm honestly just glad. I still would, as painful as it was, the path that life has taken me. Mm-hmm. And I and even now with more recent news, like, and the one thing that I remember seeing in terms of research, I forgot what war was, but most adults don't really change unless something traumatic happens or something life, like, traumatic, maybe or life forces them to shift direction because we start getting so set in our ways. So yeah, don't let life fuck you up. Fight back. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you, life. Bing bong.
Okay.
Oh wait, no. Well, speaking of memes, there was this, like, those, like, memes on Facebook or whatever. It's pick one over the other, like red pill, blue pill kind of thing.
Sure.
There was one where it's like, 10 million in hand or fix every mistake you made.
Oh,
in your life.
God, yeah.
Like, mistakes will be made, whatever. Yeah. Give me the money.
Give
me
the fucking 10 million.
Run me my money.
Yeah.
I can make a better life after that.
Yeah.
Mistakes I've already been made. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I will make a better life with a 10 million.
Yeah. I fucking, the investments I can easily put in.
Fuck.
The amount of, yeah, the things.
Already getting a house. Yeah. I'm already building my dream house with that 10 million.
The compound can start. Just,
right?
Not the compound, because that's a lot more money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or we can take over an old Wild West studio.
Oh my God, no.
We're not going to win.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for this.
A life update.
The first Awkward Tea Party podcast of 2022. Hope you guys have enjoyed my super sexy raspy voice. You guys know what to do. Do all the things. We appreciate you guys for watching. Peace.
Beep. Beep.
That's signature right there.